Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it is time. It is Thursday. Kids of celebrities.
Yeah.
We enjoy these stories that they come up from time to time. I can't even remember whose kid we were talking about earlier this week. It was somebody got in trouble or something. But there's always fun ones, like Nick Cage's kids, hilarious. That's always fun.
Will Smith's kids.
Oh, yeah. Those are always fun.
Well, look, I feel like there's been a lot of celebrities over all these years, right? And plenty of them have done it right, where they are made of money from the day they're born.
Yeah.
They winter in the Alps. Oh. They summer in
the
Fiji.
South of France.
Wherever,
right, sure, Fiji.
Wherever they want. They do all the stuff. Mm-hmm. They live off what their parents accomplished, and they are living their best life possible. And we never hear one word about them.
Which is really the way it should be. They should just live their private lives. And, you know, maybe they even are inspired by things that their parents done to live more than their best life. They're charitable and they do wonderful things. But some of them, nope.
Well, the bad ones, though, my point being, I'm sure there's plenty that are living a good life and just soaking it up. They've got all the money and they've got all the access and they're having a great time.
Sure.
A few of them end up going too far. It happens to some of us.
It does.
We don't know how to maintain.
This is not the first time we've heard about this famous celebrity son. His name is Redmond O'Neill, and he's Farrah Fawcett and Ryan O'Neill's kid.
And he's a junkie.
And he hates his dad.
He's now been arrested for robbing a convenience store at knife point.
Oh my. Is that
so,
right?
Yeah. So this is a guy who has had some serious problems for a long, long time. Looks like they're alleging that he robbed an LA convenience store, threatened the clerk with a knife on Tuesday. This is according to the LAPD. He walked into the store located near Santa Monica, armed with a knife, demanded the clerk take out money from the register. Authorities claim he fled the store after the clerk handed over an undisclosed amount of cash just before 2:30 in the morning. He's 33 years old. He was arrested nearby, and the detectives are saying that they recovered a knife from Redmond that matched the clerk's description. Redmond's attorney and a rep for Ryan O'Neill did not immediately respond to people's request for comment. He was arrested. Let's see. He's being held on $50,000 bail. He's due in court today. A judge will determine if he'll be granted bail, release, charge, whatever's going to happen. Before she died, she must have died a decade ago. I mean, time is going by so fast. I don't know. But, here's a picture of them in 2003 when his mom was still alive.
She died in 2009.
Oh, nine. Yeah. Jesus. Just goes by so fast. So, let's see. He struggled to go on to talk about his history. He struggled with drug addiction for most of his adult life. This is just his latest run-in with law enforcement. In July of 2015, he was sentenced to 3 years in the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, but was credited for nearly a year served by his trial judge. His probation has been revoked multiple occasions in the past 10 years. In May of 2015, he had his probation revoked 7 months after it was reinstated, as a judge determined that he had used drugs and did not maintain doctor appointments. Same thing happened in September of 2011. He went to a 1-year rehab program. His half-sister, Tatum O'Neill, spoke with People magazine about her concerns for Redmond in May of 2015. She said, "I love him, but I've never seen a more scary side of addiction."
Wow, and she's had her own battles.
Yes, she has.
He's got addiction problems so bad that it breaks my heart. Nobody knows what to do with Redmond. From what I've seen, there's no way he's going to survive.
Well, and they've probably cut him off financially. And that's why he's robbing stores, right? So you say, why is that guy with money? I bet they've taken the money from him, and that's why he's robbing stores.
Ryan O'Neill, his dad, said in 2011 that his son never recovered from the loss of his mother. Although he had problems before his mom passed, it wasn't like he had ran to heroin after she passed.
I was starting to think, didn't he get in trouble for drugs while in jail? But that was Michael Douglas's kid, who was another one that had couldn't quit.
Right. And but he's out now.
Oh, he is.
I believe so. And I think he's, I read a story a couple months ago, and I think he's doing better.
Good.
I think.
It's tough. And just, you know, just their nearness to celebrity makes them, you know, there's plenty of people whose kids go off the deep end and terrible things happen. Plenty of people have terrible things happen in their life. It's just not splashed all over the tabloids, right, which can't be helpful. Here's another son of a famous person. Celine Dion. She has a 17-year-old son who is now an aspiring rapper.
Oh, yes.
You like
that?
Do
you have some?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Her son is named after, wasn't her husband's name Rene Angelil? That's his name. 17-year-old son, Rene Charles Angelil. He's dropped two cover songs and one original song on SoundCloud under the rap name Big Tip.
Hey, Bryn, is this better than Alanis Morissette's or worse?
No,
it's listen
not.
To you all day and all night.
Is it at that
about
level?
The real life.
MC Soli.
Yeah.
It's not at that level. I mean,
it's not even that good.
No.
It's bad, and I don't want to listen to it. As opposed to MC Soli, it's bad, but I still want to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
And all night. To you all day. And all night.
God, she must never shut up. So he captioned a photo of, you know, whatever the cover art was with, I woke up like this, hashtag chart topper.
Oh, no.
You ready for this chart topper?
Let's hear it.
Well, I'm going to start using that hashtag for our Instagram posts.
Nice.
Chart topper.
Hashtag chart topper. Oh, God. If you're Celine Dion, are you just like, please, I'll buy you another house and you move to it and I'll never have to see you again.
She's encouraging that.
You say, please don't release this.
She's going, that is wonderful.
So is this the original?
No, I didn't grab the, I just listened to this one and I couldn't pull anymore.
Because these are apparently both songs by The Weeknd.
Oh. Yeah, so here's the original for The Weeknd song, which I actually like this song.
All right, let's hear this other guy now.
Oh, well, let's see.
Does he do the sidewalks in the light?
Let's see. I think he starts it right here. I didn't get that part.
Okay. Anyway, did a couple songs by The Weeknd. Let's see. And there's another song called The Apple, which includes the line, the apple don't fall far from the tree, so this is God sent. I'm going to break it down for him. I'm going to make it real easy. Drop two chart toppers and said it was cheesy. You can all go bleep a bleep. I'm making major moves, y'all, on some petty S I do not F with. He's the oldest son of Celine Dion and her late husband, Rene. He passed away in January of 2016. They also had 7-year-old twins. They're 7 years old now, Nelson and Eddie. So, yay, we're going to get to hear more from Rene Charles Angelil. I'm sure his mom will be back in that music career.
Mm-hmm. She probably will. I listened to this. A friend of mine sent a TED Talk to me about kids, and she was actually sending it because she's heard me talk about being brave. Like, I really value bravery in life in general, little things that we face that we have to do. And grown-ups deal with this, too, whether it's a speaking publicly or
all the things I'm not brave about,
whatever,
going to the doctor,
I have always thought those little battles are the ones that about life that are impressive in my mind. And so the TED Talk was about kids and encouraging bravery, especially in little girls.
Oh.
And I really liked but the other talk was about how parents, this helicopter parenting, and it is a mental disease that parents are currently,
and not even fighting.
It's everywhere. Right. And it was that part really addressed how teachers cannot win with these parents. Kids are, they're becoming their kids' biggest advocate in such a way. They're like agents,
right?
Arguing every little aspect of their kid's life all the way through. Well, no, they shouldn't have a C. They should have a B. Whatever it is, they're pushing harder on their kid. And at listening to it, I just thought,
oh. Not trying to teach them any lessons. Almost like trying to protect them from any.
Well, the idea that this
God
lady's
forbid they learn anything.
Talking about in the TED Talk is she's like, for some reason, parents have gotten it into their heads that they need to deliver their child to adulthood with every aspect of every single possible thing done, like a checklist, so to speak. And I listened to it.
That just sounds exhausting.
Amen. That does seem like what parents are up to.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, then it makes you feel like a bad parent if you don't do that stuff. Like, I've always been like, yeah, go run over there and get your own thing. Or, you know, here's some money. I'm not going to go wait in line at the burger joint for you. Like, I don't know. Those like little things that I felt like, yeah, my kid can walk to the bathroom by himself. You know?
Well,
yeah, my, you know.
I
but
really
people
liked.
Are like, what?
There was a moment where the lady goes, what you need to do for your kids is love them and make them do chores. That's the way you'll get a good grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I really was all, that's pretty good.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Here's the directions.
Right.
Give them love and make them do chores.
Well, I think that that's a pretty simple way to break down, you know, just you got to teach them that they've got to contribute to the life that they have around them.
That's the word she uses.
Well,
make them contribute.
That honestly, I actually send me that link.
Okay.
Because that's actually, it sounds like she's preaching to my choir over here. I just feel like, God, if a kid feels like they don't have to do anything and the mom and dad are going to do it, then how are they going to be prepared when, like, I'm not going to apply to college for you. I'm not going to apply for your job.
She goes on to say, when these people who've had to do chores get to the workplace, they know they have to contribute. Pick that thing up.
Right.
Do this thing. Whatever needs
they
to be done.
They notice the things around them that need to be done.
Right. It was pretty neat.
Don Jr. is getting a divorce. Donald Trump. Jr. DJ. He is getting a divorce, as you're probably aware. This chick, Vanessa, that he's been married to. 5 kids with her. Meanwhile, he was... banging chicks. What was the girl's
Aubrey
name?
Aubrey O'Day.
Yeah, Aubrey O'Day. And maybe others. Who knows? You know who he's hooked up with now is Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Who's that's Gavin's ex-wife.
Gavin's ex-wife.
Yeah.
Also, I want
to
say...
to Scaramucci?
Yeah. Anthony... the Mooch. Anthony Scaramucci for a little while there. He started dating her amid his divorce... from his wife of 12 years, he started dating Kimberly Guilfoyle. Multiple sources are reporting this. They've been dating for a few weeks, according to, this is Page 6. One source said, they are seeing each other, having a great time. He wants to respect the privacy of his family. He's getting divorced. He enjoys her company. They were seen arriving together at a party hosted, I don't know, for the new ambassador to Germany or something. I don't know, bunch of names was there. They showed up together at that party. Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle mingled with guests but stuck close to each other and later left together, heading for late dinner on Fifth Avenue. His wife filed for divorce in March. The divorce was listed as uncontested. However, she recently came into a bunch of money from some ragu shop that her dad owned.
Ray's tomato
marinara
sauce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She
I had
got
some the other day.
A large inheritance from her father's investment in this Raise, RAO. It's spelled.
You know what bothers me about that story as you did it, though, was that she's probably been getting yearly payouts from the profits of that as well. So they were playing her in the news as broke. Like, she's absolutely broke. He won't give her any money. She has to have been getting paid out on just that Raise. Investment.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it was her dad's investment. Did he just pass or something? Is this money coming to her simply because of that or because they sold the thing? Or
That's what you said. They had sold it.
They just sold it. That must be why.
Maybe a couple years ago, though.
Yeah, so I have no idea how the distribution went, but he's supposedly asked for a statement. I want to see what she's got. Anyway, Kimberly Guilfoyle, formerly married to our future governor.
So she's a Republican.
Oh yeah,
she's on Fox,
lady.
Right?
Yeah,
big time Republican.
So I don't see the Fox News. So I don't even know if I could pick this Guilfoyle out of
a
lineup.
Yeah. You know, she has always been very beautiful. But the last picture I saw of her, She looks like she's better had some than work ever? Done.
Oh,
pull up a picture of Kimberly with Gavin.
I have it up right here.
Oh, okay. Let's have a look at that. Oh, boy, she does look younger there. That was a long time ago. They broke up in like 05 or something.
Well, this picture you just handed me doesn't look like her at all.
Yeah. You know, no, that picture looks like one of the housewives.
Yeah.
When I first saw that picture, I was like, oh, that's Lisa Vanderpump. But
no,
read into it, that's Kimberly.
Mm. Well, they all do it. Yeah. No surprise.
And future. Here we go.
We all act like it's the first time we've seen a ruined face from plastic surgery. There's just another one. Add it to the pile.
Here's a future child of celebrities. Amanda Kerr. Miranda Kerr gave birth on Monday to a little boy. The baby's name is Hart.
Oh, is this baby Snapchat?
It's baby Snapchat, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Evan Spiegel. I believe they were expecting a girl. And we're ready for a girl. And surprise, it's a boy. They named the baby Hart, H-A-R-T. I guess that's a family name.
Was it going to be Hart either way?
I do not know that. He's named after Evan's grandfather, who was a prominent San Francisco attorney. There were multiple reports that they were expecting a little girl, but so there you go. They probably knew, but none of us did. She has a 7-year-old son with her ex, Orlando Bloom, and they got married about a year ago, May of 2017.
Oh.
So congratulations.
Well, I'm glad they're happy.
Yeah.
He made his money, didn't he?
He sure did, Ben.
Good for him.
This Chris Brown story has been circulating for a couple of days here. I'm just going to give you a quick overview.
Yeah, it's
what'd he do now?
Strange.
It's effing gnarly. It's not even really what he did, apparently, although it happened at his house, allegedly. And I want to say the woman's suing for something like $17 million. I don't know. I've seen a few different reports on this, so I'm just going to give you the overview. Chris Brown was being sued by a woman who claims she was raped at his house by one of his friends and forced to perform in Australia on a woman who was getting a visit from Aunt Flo. There's some serious details in here, which I'm going to dance around. This victim is suing as a Jane Doe. She claims she was invited to a party at Chris Brown's house February of 2017. He supplied cocaine, Molly, and weed. And
as the night dragged on,
she and a few other women were locked in a bedroom, and a piece of furniture was dragged across the door to keep them in. She said her phone had been taken away earlier in the night, and that a friend of Brown's forced women to hook up with Chris Brown and another man named Lowell Grissom. She's hired attorney Gloria Allred. She said she tried to leave, but Chris's female friend grabbed her by the throat and forced her to perform on Grissom, the friend.
What's his chick's name?
Jane Doe. Doe says the female friend then pushed her down on the bed and literally sat on her, using her legs to pin her down while forcing her to do stuff to her. And that's where they say, to make matters worse, Aunt Flo was there. She went to the bathroom and she was covered in, I don't know how much of this I even want to say. So she decided
covered in feathers?
Yes, let's go feathers. I'm fine with that. So she hops in the shower because she's covered in feathers. And this Grissom friend of Chris Brown's entered the restroom. She tried to leave, and she alleges that he raped her then. He later held her against a washing machine, raped her again. She said she went to a rape treatment center. She reported it to the police.
Was done?
Apparently nothing, because it's a year plus later, and she's now suing Chris Brown over this. And Gloria Allred, you know, puts on a nice suit and gets up there and does a press conference about it. So just so you know, this is, and of course, Chris Brown is saying it's ridiculous, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that's really all you're getting out of his camp at all.
His camp says it's ridiculous.
This is ridiculous, is what they're saying. So because that's floating around, I just thought let's kind of get up to speed as to what's being alleged. And there's that. Just quickly, there were a couple of things. Tidal is being accused of falsifying Beyonce and Kanye West streaming numbers. There's some kind of analytic place. Cambridge Analytica or something that, you know, just did a breakdown and said they're lying about that.
Could they?
Apparently, if you're a dude and you're feeling low on testosterone, they're sewing pellets into the fatty tissue of your buttocks now. They're about the size of a Tic Tac. So if you're feeling listless or you're having a erectile dysfunction.
Is that another way of saying they're suppositories?
Nope. They're cutting you open, putting in the Tic Tac, and it's like a 4 or 5 month slow release testosterone.
Oh. So I'm going to have all kind of little teeny scars all over my
Maybe
butt.
Maybe they just replace it. Antonio Sabato Jr. was, I guess he put it up on Instagram, yeah, like as they're cutting him open and popping in the Tic Tac. Here's a shot of that. So there's something, you know.
If you want extra adrenaline, do you just sit down really hard?
Oh, and then you get a little extra testosterone there. I need an extra shot. And then as far as TV goes, the series premiere of Safe on Netflix tonight. This is a British drama starring Michael C. Hall from Dexter as a widowed father who stumbles across all his friend's darkest secrets while searching for his missing daughter.
Ooh.
The 11th season finale of The Big Bang Theory is tonight at 8 on CBS.
Oh, season finale, not series finale.
Season finale. Oh, did I say series?
No. You said season.
Season finale.
Season, okay.
The first season finale of Young Sheldon. You're watching that, right?
Oh, yes. I've been watching that on the weekends.
And I guess Mom's season finale is tonight, too, at 9 o'clock. It's a one-hour fifth season finale. Mm. So there you go. There's your trash, Vincent. What's coming up in the news?
We're all getting these testosterone pellets in our ass. This looks great. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Darn it, I couldn't find it. Well, there was a text from someone who said that they just saw the Taylor Swift trucks.
Oh, yeah.
With all the stuff showing that pulling into town. So they're probably...
I think they were in Gilroy and they saw the Swift truck.
Oh, how funny.
So the Taylor Swift team has moved into town, everyone, getting ready for the big show this weekend. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hit me again?
Sure.
Sorry.
Poor old Dublin.
They used to get all the juice. Now
Burlingame and San Jose are like, welcome to our club. Damn it.
See how it feels.
It's all about Berkeley.
Punk. I do this story, Sarah, for you because you love the real estate.
I sure do.
It looks like there's an Apple executive named Eddie Q who's selling his sleek vacation home in Truckee for $11.9 million.
Oh.
This cat bought the land and built the home.
Oh. How much land?
He purchased the land in 2010 for $1.2 million.
So it's a big piece of land.
A big piece of land right there near North Star. It looks like you have your own private chairlift connection.
Oh, this is that Martis Camp thing. There's a whole development there. It's really expensive, and it has its own. It's like a connected thing to North Star.
Is this where your Tahoe cabin was?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, my cabin was far from this.
You're right. It is called Martis Camp.
Yeah. The houses are absolutely beautiful. It's a very high-end thing.
You're right. Well, this guy built his home custom.
Of course he did.
It's a 7,900-square-foot glass, stone, and wood spread.
Oh, that seems easy to heat.
It was completed in 2015. It sits on...
Are you sick of it already?
1.7 acres.
Oh, boy. It's
5 bedrooms, 6 baths, glass walls line the back of the home offering mountain views.
Oh, how lovely.
There's a living room with a fireplace, open kitchen, dining space. Home includes a rec room with a wet bar, a wine room, a massive master suite with a sitting area, fireplace, and sliding doors that open to a patio.
Oh, that sounds great.
There's a day spa, a fitness center, restaurant, tennis and golfing, plus a family barn with a bowling alley, movie theater, swimming pool, and sport courts.
Those are just all amenities in this Martis camp?
Apparently.
Oh, boy. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Who would ever want to live there?
I don't know why you would sell this. Why would you? You sound the person...
Right. They spend all that time and money and, you know, maybe he found something better.
Exactly.
Or maybe he never gets up there.
Maybe. Although, who did you say it is who's selling it?
Eddie Q.
He's some Apple executive. Do you know him, Hooman?
Do you know Eddie
Q? I just got off the phone with the winner.
All right. Well, there's the nice thing about that location also is that the executive airport is right there. There's like a little small airport, so you could fly in, drive 5 minutes to your house.
Wow.
I mean, it does seem like... If you're rich, that's the place to be.
Do you know Eddie Q from Apple Human?
Eddie Q.
Eddie Q.
C-U-E.
I don't think.
Oh, C-U-E. Mm-hmm.
You're
just not on LinkedIn with him? Or?
Well, you know, I spelled it Q-U-E, and I'm like, that's gay.
I've seen this guy at parties before.
Of course you have.
I didn't know his name, but...
Human, see if he'll take you up there for, you know, one final weekend fling at the house in Tahoe.
All right.
Maybe he feels like it'll take a while to sell and he'll still get some time in it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's like, if I can get $11 million for it, I'll offload it. Maybe he's
into it like you are. Build something and put all that work in as part of the fun.
And then you're bored with it.
And then you're like, now what do I do?
Right. Now I need another project.
Right. So maybe that's what's going on. Who knows? The best tacos in California are not in San Francisco.
Oh, where are they?
They're not in L.A.
Oh.
And they're not in San Diego.
Where the hell are they?
Bakersfield. Bakersfield wins the best tacos in California, everyone.
Really? How come?
And the person who did the test writes, just let Bakersfield have this. What is wrong with you people?
Nothing else.
Do you have to argue everything?
Isn't Bakersfield where Arnold put his mistress and his son?
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of Bakersfield.
Mildred Baena?
Yeah. So, I have some family that lives in Bakersfield, like second cousin.
Oh, that's set too up bad.
Family. Yeah, they're all God
people. Well, you should tell them to go to Nuestro Mexico.
It's a restaurant in Bakersfield. If I ever talk to them, I will, Vin.
They've got great tacos. San Diego's known for its fish tacos.
Mm.
L.A. has tons of hole-in-the-wall taco joints. And San Francisco, they mention here, gets creative with Korean bulgogi pork belly foie gras truffle tacos.
Oh, dear God. San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't want that either.
Bulgogi.
I just want to.
It's called bulgogi.
Bulgogi?
Bulgogi.
Say it again.
Bulgogi.
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 What is that again?
Keep doing it.
It's a meat. It's either beef or pork, but it's kind of barbecue Korean style.
Oh.
It's really good.
Mm. Well, we won the best burrito here in San Francisco, and I went to the place right after because it's right by my old tattoo guy.
No.
So I went and had one.
In the mission.
Did you love it?
Oh, I loved it. I think that's it.
La
I can't say that
Taqueria?
Word. Yeah, I can't say that
like
word.
Like mission between 24th and 25th?
Yeah.
I grew up on that place.
You did?
Yeah. I used to love to go there for the, for obviously the food, but the cantaloupe juice.
Oh, yeah, agua fresca.
Mm-hmm.
If you get there early enough, you can get in and out pretty quickly. But the line, one time I went a little later and whew.
Yeah,
there's
but those
line.
Lines move, you know? They're just slapping them together.
You know what? Now that I think of it, Vinny, it's either La Cumbre or La Taqueria.
No, it's the one, the
Is
second
La
one that I can't say. I can say La Cumbre. It's the other
Rolls
one.
Right off the tongue.
Right.
Taqueria.
That one gets me every time.
Sounds like he's going to attack your area.
Women and their shoes.
I know. It's a thing even when you don't wear shoes.
I know. Isn't it weird?
It is weird.
You'll end up buying 5 pair this weekend.
I will not. I'm not
buying
anything.
All right,
well, unless I find my laceless Converse, I'm not buying anything. I'm not buying anything I'm not going to wear.
All right.
I have boots. I'm all set. I'm good. Please, Sarah, don't buy any more shoes.
72% of women own more than 21 pairs of shoes.
Oh, I'm sure I do. Easily.
Yeah.
My missus does.
Yeah.
The closet is filled with them.
Well,
she
actually has an excuse. Like, she wears a lot of different outfits and she dresses
wears
for business.
Suits,
she probably has
yeah.
tons of matching.
Sure.
You know,
she goes
outfits.
To gala.
She also sure. has, I want to say, I don't want to overestimate, but I'll say 25 pair of running shoes and only wears one or two of them.
Mm, she should donate the others.
I agree.
Mm. Do you have a nice big walk-in closet for her now? I remember you had a little stuffing of the closet.
There's a
issue.
Very big closet. Yes.
Like how big? Tell me about your closet. Big as this room?
No, it's like
almost as big.
No, if you,
this room we're in is probably I would say 14 by 12.
How about this studio?
No, well, no, it's lengthwise.
Uh huh.
It's about from the wall to here.
So 5 feet or four or 5 feet wide.
Right, and then I would say from where I'm standing to the wall.
To the wall.
12 feet.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, that's a nice big closet.
That's great.
And it's nicely organized, so there's, you know.
And that's just her.
Well, no, I have a corner of it.
Do you?
Yeah, I have a little
How long
couple
is that gonna last?
Folding things. Let me
you have a
raise
shelf.
My, hold on, I can get it in there. You know, I pile some sweatpants
but
up
But you have
in
your
there.
Own room. Why don't you just put it in your little man cave room? Use the closet in there.
What are you trying to... I can't have a little bit of space in the giant closet in the room
to?
That
I
we
mean,
share?
Just give the poor woman what she needs.
The poor woman.
That's right. Yeah, that poor woman.
There's empty. Put it this way: the closet's big enough that there are empty spaces.
Oh well, that's not gonna last.
So well, sure. Right now, though, she's pregnant and hasn't bought anything new in a while.
Mm.
Because
did she pull out all her old maternity clothes? Had she held on to those, or did she have to buy
some
new? She
didn't.
Oh, because you guys really did think you were just having one.
And so she's keeping it down to a couple things. Mm. She's feeling pretty bummed about it, too.
Were
Sarah,
you,
your hands up.
Were you guys
up?
So sure that you weren't going to have another baby that you got rid of everything like the
no,
crib
No, it was
and
over time.
And...
No, the crib is the
oh,
crib.
Oh, you got the crib. Oh, great.
We have the same crib from before, but some
Boy.
Stuff definitely over time got moved into the garage and bags, mm-hmm. and then her sister got pregnant and it got moved on to her sister. And yeah, things.
Do you have a lot of the baby clothes.
I've told you guys this. I don't like telling it because it seems obnoxious, but things got ugly for us. Mm-hmm. Wasn't good. We weren't looking at this like, hey, we should do this a bunch more times.
Oh, you're going to do it a bunch more
no,
times?
No, I would just mean that the reaction to how bad it went for us was not one of, yeah. you know what we should add?
Do you feel better more. Prepared heading into this new baby?
Yeah, or, but I mean, you I'm not going to say go... that I don't have my concerns, and I
sure.
and I voiced them loudly, repeatedly, mm-hmm. and she...
That's your way.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll support this. I'm supporting it.
Well,
100%.
You're going to get another great little girl out of
you're
it.
You're right. And like I said earlier, watching her get that second foot up on that pedal and pedal her bicycle last night.
This magic
it's
moment.
Awesome. So I dig it. Back to shoes. 25% oh. own some shoes that are more than 12 years old.
Oh, yeah. I have tons of old
well,
shoes.
Well, throw those out. You're never going to wear those.
I might wear them. You never know.
Maybe John could put a t-shirt in the closet, too.
John has a whole half the closet.
Oh.
I'm not that kind of girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
John has plenty of room in the closet.
He does.
Uh-huh.
All right. For his Lycra stretchy pants and his... What does he wear? Did he used to wear cowboy boots or...
Cowboy boots?
Yeah, in the 80s when he was in...
oh, no, he doesn't
Grave
have...
Gravedigger. What's the name of that?
Cross Dagger.
Cross Dagger.
no, he... I don't know what he wore on his feet, and he doesn't have any of the spandex left, unfortunately, because I would love him to dress up in his old outfits. They wouldn't look as good, though, now.
Oh,
we're
I'm
old
sure.
people now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just not, you're not pulling it off when you got a food baby going.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's mean.
Poor John.
Poor John.
Is he exercising as well?
Yeah. He likes exercising. He's weird.
But he's also been working on that yard.
Yeah,
keep.
It's been really cutting into our, you know, time to maintain ourselves.
70% of women have asked a stranger, where'd you get those?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Oh my
Where
God.
Where did you get those shoes?
Those are great. Where'd you get those?
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
Plus, and a lady likes, I feel like if you see something that you like on someone, you should give them positive reinforcement. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it when someone says to me, oh, I love your bag, or I love your, you know, your fabulous down jacket. You know, whatever,
your puffy
whatever they,
jacket.
Right, your puffy jacket. It's nice to hear that. So when I see someone in shoes and they can tell I'm staring at their shoes, I'm always like, those are great. Where'd you get them? You know, and then they feel good about their shoes. Mm-hmm. Some stranger said something. It's yeah. nice. It's
one in four women have worn shoes while they do it.
Oh.
Have right. you worn shoes while you, of course, in the alleyway in the rock star days?
Oh, sure. That's
you
true.
You probably didn't want to put your bare feet in the alley.
Plenty of times I didn't want to get totally naked. I'm just like, I'll just pull this down a little bit. You all right? You got it? Okay. Let's do this.
Weird.
Isn't that weird? Quickie, come on.
All
Let's
right.
Let's make this happen.
What about you?
Mm-hmm.
Leave the shoes on?
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the stockings. Kind of like the way the lines run up the leg.
Right.
I never really been into that, but okay.
What, the stockings?
No, leaving the shoes on.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah, you know,
my
it's
thought
part of the
would
outfit.
Be,
that's the problem.
Let me get these off for you, and she would have to say, no, 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 leave them on. And then, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's part of the whole thing.
Is it China?
Oh, phone
is China
ringing.
Calling?
Is it China?
Let's see if it's China.
Hold on. Let's find out. Hello?
Hey. It is!
Hey. China!
Ni hao!
Hey, press zero and see if a voice comes on.
No. I'm not. Are you kidding me? I'm not engaging with these people.
You tell them to stop calling. Mother fathers.
Sarah, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you still pick your nose?
Sure.
You.
Everybody picks their nose.
What?
Really? Are you going to tell me you don't pick your nose?
Well, no, I do, but that's not the question. The question is, do you?
Yeah, I pick my nose.
Oh, my God.
You have to pick your nose to clean it.
Yeah.
What?
You got to pick your nose. Too?
Yeah, when every morning when
no.
I blow my nose.
Yeah, you blow your nose.
Make
you
sure.
Stick your finger that's wrapped in the Kleenex up there and go, or not. Whatever. You got to pick your nose.
Oh, God.
You got something in your nose. You got to pick it out.
I'm not doing it out in public or.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to do it in front of anybody.
You ladies are disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so
but
gross,
a couple
dude.
Lying liars.
I know.
God.
Oh, really?
You can get a whole fist up those nostrils.
Oh, did you just do a big nose joke?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you nose shamed him.
Nose.
Yeah, you nose shamed me.
I did. I just nose shamed you. That was a nose slam.
My nose can't help it. It eats so much.
That was a schnoz insult.
58% of people admit to picking their nose, but they only do it in private.
Yeah.
5% don't care what society thinks. They pick theirs right in public.
Oh.
I don't have the percentage of people who still like to eat the booger steaks.
Yeah. Boy, you consider them to be steaks.
Well, I never have eaten a booger in my life. Have you?
I'm sure. What are you asking?
Have you ever eaten a booger?
I think you know the answer to that. Yeah. I know that every time he brings up any kind of nose picking story, all he wants to do is talk about how when I was
now
little.
Now he's
like,
booger shaming
right,
you.
Right. That's fine.
Well, I'm sorry. I take it back. Eat all the boogers you like.
Okay, I will. Delicious. Eat them like chips.
Gross.
You put them in like what?
I dip them, you know?
In
get
a sauce?
A little French onion dip. And
guacamole?
Sure, whatever. Oh. Whatever's handy. Salsa.
Our text. No, am I out of time? I am out of time. I'll read all the texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.